Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. Interest and adoption of AI-powered assistants, such as chatbots and digital or virtual assistants, have been incredible. The benefits of AI automation are simply too good to ignore. In this podcast, learn what's next as Oracle continues to push the envelope on what's possible in bringing AI-powered conversations to the enterprise. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Suhas Ullier, Oracle VP of Product Management for Oracle Digital Assistant. Welcome, Suhas. It's great to have you on our podcast program again. Following up on our previous conversation, we'd love to get an update on what's new and exciting in the world of digital assistants.
Thanks, Kelsey. It's great to be back. So conversational AI continues to show very robust growth and adoption in the industry. In fact, recently Gartner predicted that by 2022, 70% of all white-collar workers will be interacting with conversational platforms on a daily basis. So from a product perspective, we have been very busy. We've delivered the industry's first enterprise digital assistant that provides users, whether they're employees or consumers of an enterprise, one assistant that can understand the context of the user question and effectively route those questions to the right assistant or the right skill that connects with the appropriate applications. So if, let's say, you wanted to ask a question about HR, or if you're a salesperson and wanted to ask a question about sales, you didn't need to go and discover all these different bots or skills. You just connect to your one assistant and you ask a question. The assistant in turn sort of says, oh, this is a question for my HCM or question for, you know, sales, and will automatically route it to the relevant bot that then goes to the backend system and gets the answers for you. And this is smart enough to know, you know, if, for instance, you know, you ask a question like, hey, what's the status? Well, it is very smart to know that you're interacting about a certain thing. So, for example, let's say you're doing your expense and you ask a question about what's my status. It knows that it's in context to the expense flow that you're having, and will give you the status of your expense as opposed to the status of your procurement. So this is sort of what we've been working on, and it's been very exciting to see the adoption. The demand is definitely there, and we're really working hard to continue to expand these capabilities further. A really exciting time to be in the space.
Yeah, that definitely does sound exciting, and having one assistant will solve a similar dilemma that I see with too many mobile apps on my phone, for example. So I'm glad to see we're addressing that by having one conversational interface to address multiple applications. Suhas, my family regularly talks to Amazon's Alexa to check things like the weather or sometimes play trivia games. Do you think this will also be the case with enterprise apps?
Kelsey, absolutely. Voice is making a big comeback. So, you know, we're literally sort of going a full circle from, if you remember, we used to talk to people and then we started clicking on the web and then we started swiping and tapping, and now we're back just to voice. So supporting voice as an input channel will become a commonplace at work or as you interact with enterprise data. However, what we've noticed is that users tend to get much more expressive and truly engage very naturally with a chatbot. So it's very different than how people currently use what I refer to as constrained phrases when we interact with a bot. So today's channels are very sort of textual in nature, like using Facebook Messenger or using WhatsApp and so on and so forth. You're sort of typing in your query, and you tend to be pretty sort of constrained in that. But as you talk to people, you tend to be much more expressive and you sort of have longer statements. And that's why we recently acquired a company called Speak AI, which was a spinoff from VoiceBox that has been working on this for decades in voice and what we call natural language processing. They bring us very advanced sort of voice processing capabilities. We call that ASR, that is also powered by artificial intelligence and very deep natural language processing built by a number of experts with PhDs and with a number of years of experience in how to handle these complex expressive phrases that come via voice. So not only being able to understand sort of this voice or speech that comes in the natural phrase, but convert that into text and be able to understand the meaning behind the sentences or these phrases or the utterances so we can respond back in a very natural way back to the customer.
Yeah, this acquisition definitely sounds exciting, and I'll be interested to follow along as these capabilities are rolled out in the future. But given that there are existing voice technologies to leverage, like Alexa, Google, and Siri, why would Oracle want to invest in its own?
That's a great question, Kelsey. As you mentioned, there are a number of voice APIs that are already popular in the market, and we actually work and integrate with all of them. But from an enterprise perspective, there are two main challenges that we address with this acquisition. We actually spent a couple of years talking to our customers. We have a very, very good install base of customers right now. And we sort of learned from them and asked them sort of how things were going with voice. And here's what we learned. Number one is, since all the data as you interact, so let's say using Siri or using Alexa, all this data is actually sent to these cloud providers. Now, Amazon and Apple and Google all have sort of your voice, your utterances that are going through that system. This makes it really tough for enterprises because they are unable to comply with things like GDPR, PII requirements, which is a big deal now. So privacy has become a major concern with consumers and is naturally gravitates to the enterprise, especially considering that the sensitive data is being managed by systems like HR and finance, and now this data is going to these cloud providers. So Oracle, you know, is proven in the enterprise, and we're not really interested in selling these utterances into ads or selling this for other kind of use cases. So it's a big plus for our customers to make sure that they have an ally in Oracle that is sort of making sure that this data is not sold, is not sent out, and is really sort of maintained in context to just the customer's data itself. So that's sort of the first reason that is to do with security, privacy, and compliance. The other bigger reason is the support for domain-specific vocabulary is also very key. So let me explain. So when we did our analysis in the Oracle speak, we have key account directors for large accounts. We call them CADs. So if I wanted to find out who's the CAD for a certain large customer, that vocabulary is very specific to Oracle speak, and that makes it very, very difficult for these other open engines, if you like, or open voice SDKs or APIs to truly understand or train. There's no way for me to be able to go and train that. So this is sort of where we wanted to make sure that our customers with specific domain, whether that's within HCM or within finance. So for example, if I want to ask a question like, what's the ARR for a customer deal? Well, who understands what ARR means or EBITDA or those sort of financial terms, right? So being able to train the digital assistant with these specific domain vocabulary becomes very critical. And this is not only horizontal, as in across HCM, ERP, sales, CX, et cetera, but also vertically as you go into finance or healthcare, et cetera. And for our customers to be able to very quickly train their models with their domain-specific vocabulary. So those are the two main reasons why we decided to acquire Speak.ai.
Yeah, no, this definitely makes a lot of sense. And you did mention our customers a couple of times. So given this existing space, I'm assuming that customer interest must be very high. Are there any customer stories that you're allowed to share, any common use cases or patterns that our listeners could benefit from?
Yeah, Kelsey, we've seen exceptional growth in our customer base in both customer service as well as employee-facing solutions. I talked to a lot of customers, and there's a major focus on AI. Many customers, when they think of AI, they look at natural language processing or NLP as the first order of machine learning to sort of dip their toes in. So conversational AI, as a result, has become a very natural and ROI-driven use case where we're seeing a tremendous amount of adoption with the customer service use case, and within that sort of call deflection is a quantifiable return on investment. So a very large company called Hermes, a delivery company based out in Europe, where they're using the digital assistant for their customers to locate sort of where their parcel is, find out, you know, when it's going to be delivered, or to ask if it could be delivered to the next door neighbor, et cetera. And they're seeing about a 40% deflection in their call volume. So essentially 40% of those requests that come in don't ever actually hit their customer service or the call center and is handled actually by the bot itself. And then there's lots of other benefits like customer satisfaction and so on and so forth. But that's sort of a key ROI metric we got from Hermes. University of Adelaide, actually, they experienced a 54% reduction in call volume and a 98% reduction in call wait times. And University of Adelaide was using this for their campus for recruiting new students to come into the university. And so both Hermes and Adelaide are able to increase customer satisfaction while freeing up the staffing resources. But what we are also seeing, Kelsey, is beyond customer service, we are seeing a tremendous amount of traction in employee self-service, and especially like IT help desk, which is a very similar use case like the customer service use case.
Well, those are definitely some pretty impressive numbers and metrics that customers are experiencing, and it looks like the future is pretty bright for Oracle, and it's great to see them leading the way. So what's next on the roadmap you'd like to tell us about? With Oracle Open World coming up soon, what can we look forward to?
So Kelsey, I mentioned the acquisition of Speak.ai. We are really excited about it. We're actually going to share more details on this in the upcoming online webinar. We'll confirm that very soon. I believe it's on the 17th of July. Highly recommend folks listening to this to mark their calendars on the 17th of July to jump on this webcast. If there are any changes, they should certainly look at the Oracle web page to see when we are going to run this webinar. Listeners can go to oracle.com.ea to learn more about this. And if any of our listeners are planning to attend Open World this year, look us up. This is going to be an exciting area of emphasis using speech and using advanced natural language processing capabilities.
Well, this is great. You guys are always bringing us the cool technologies to look forward to. I can't wait until the next time that we chat again. So thank you, Sue Haas. I've learned a great deal from our conversation, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us today. If you want to catch other podcasts, please visit oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.